ساعة ولا أقل ولا أكثر ولا كيف؟
الراوند نص ساعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Oh, hiding under the table. I caught you. Where's the rest?
Everybody get over here.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Huh. Uh-oh.
You're right there.
I think they left
you. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, wow, you're playing ball outside.
Thank you.
I said,
okay, who is the tickling victim today? Ah, guess I found the move. Ah, ah. Who's going to be my tickling victim for today? For today. Okay, line and Agda, you haven't been my tickling victim for a while.
And you too.
Okay. So who is the tickling victim? Both of you? Okay. Okay. All right. And you're not my tickling victim? Okay. All right. Where did we stop? Where did we stop last time? Where did we end? Seven? Huh? Seven fat cow. Again, higher eating bite.
Seven
thin cows. And then? Seven green, huh? Scaring away, it's being scared away by? Seven dry plants. Uh-huh. So, why the thin cows are eating the fat cows, which means that whatever extra you have on the fat ears are going to be eaten by the thin ears. But here is the dilemma. Here's the dilemma. We need somebody who goes to the office. So, they need somebody who knows how to store. Who knows how to what?
Store.
And not only knows how to store, but honest to keep what?
And the food.
To keep the food without. And when he gives the food, he gives the food fairly. Yes, no cheating. That's right. Now, guess who volunteered for that job?
Yusuf
alayhi salam. That's right. He said, hire me, appoint me to be the guardian of food. To be the trustee of food, the guardian of the food dispenser, the guard of the food. For I am very honest. Now, Prophet Yusuf is so smart. Why did he choose that job? Because in the seven thin years, everybody will come to who?
Him.
To get what?
Food.
Now, when everybody's coming to him to get food, he gives them the food and say, in the name of Allah, Bismillah, take food. So guess what would be the second question? Who is Allah? Oh, Allah is God. Oh, do we have God other than the king? Oh, no, the king is a false god. No, he's not a god. To the end of the story. You got it? So he was a smart too. At the same time, he would serve the people fairly. So usually the strong guys would get a lot of food and the weak guys would get little food. Yusuf would make sure that everybody gets enough. Yes. So now he, during those 7 years, he was storing and storing, and guess he got married. Prophet Yusuf got
married.
Finally, who is the lucky one? Huh?
Yusuf?
No. You know, don't know who's the lucky one, the one who married the most, the cutest ever. Huh? The one who raised him. The one he was trying to kiss him.
What?
She married him, yes. But her husband died, and then she married him. Especially after she has appeared before everybody and she said, Yusuf is an innocent person. Yusuf didn't do anything. He's a very good guy, and we are the bad ones.
She's like so much older than him.
Not so much older, probably 10, 12 years or so.
Okay.
Not, yeah, so they can marry, huh?
I thought it was like I was just thinking that.
Okay. Anyway, now the 7 fat years, ended.
She has too much evil in her heart.
No, she repented, she became a good Muslim, and she became a believer. And she become a follower of Prophet Yusuf. And she becomes one of the best followers. And that's why the Prophet Yusuf would marry her. Do you think he would marry someone who is wishy-washy?
No.
Okay. Now, the 7 thin years came. The 7 thin years what?
Came.
And now everybody, no water is drying out. Green is turning slowly into
yellow.
The plants are disappearing. The animals are dying. The milk is ending. And everybody is starving. People are starving. Now it is time to open the storage. Prophet Yusuf built a lot of storage areas. A lot of storage. Tons of storage places. And he filled them up with
food.
That's right. Now it is time to open these storage places and to bring out the
food
and eat. And Prophet Yusuf was doing that. And he started giving food. Now, not only to the people who live in that town, but also who else gets the food? People who are living where?
Oh, out of the town.
Around the town. That's right. Around the town they also get food. And the word went everywhere. Hey guys, do you know what? He wants food. Yes. Yusuf. Food. Yusuf. Food. He became very famous. And then when they come, they see him Allah Akbar praying, and he is, you know, being fair and nice and kind. And for everybody that comes to him, he has a guest house, and he puts them in guest rooms, and he gives them food, and he serves them, and you know, people love him so much. One day,
one day he saw his brother.
No, wait a minute. One day he was sitting on the table making sure everything's done fairly. No, he had a lot of guards. These food storage areas had lots of soldiers and guards because that food was more precious than gold. I mean, gold will not save your life, but the food will save your life.
So it spread all around the nation about him. And so
Achilles'
brother was like, oh, we're hungry, we need to get food.
So that's right. So suddenly,
he was
sitting to make sure everything is going well. And then suddenly he started what? He started doing like this. Huh?
So many people?
No.
His brother.
His brothers are coming. Huh? And then the memories started coming back. He saw the face of the brother who dropped him into the what?
Well.
Well. When he was falling into the well and the guy was looking from the top and he was like, ah! And the face of his brother was going far away. He can't forget that scene. He saw them. As soon as he saw them, he recognized them. Especially the face of the brother who dropped him in the well and he was looking at him. His face, ha 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 ha, ha ha ha. And he was going down looking at his face. He immediately remembered them. And he saw his little brother, his younger brother, which, what is his name?
Benjamin,
which is Benjamin, the cold brother with them. And he is so innocent. And he is, little. And he's afraid of them. Okay? So that's why his dad didn't send him. I didn't say it right. The brother, his Benjamin brother, wasn't with them. They came alone. What happened? Yes, his dad said, when they said, Daddy, 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 we want to go get food. Daddy said, yes, go ahead. He said, we want to take Benjamin with us. He said, oh, yeah? Give you Benjamin? Yes, Daddy, you should trust us. Ah, trust you. That reminds me. With what you did 40 years ago. How long ago? 40 years ago with his brother Yosef. Forget it. Dad, it doesn't matter. Even if we starve to death in this place and you're not getting any food, I am not giving you Benjamin. Go away. So they went to Egypt without Benjamin. When Yusuf was sitting, he saw them coming. And he saw all of them, except Benjamin. And he recognized them. So they come to him. He said, okay. He said to the guards, welcome those guys and put them into the guest house. And then they took them and they took them to the guest house. And after they gave them dinner and comforted them and they took showers and everything, he went to welcome them. Hi, how are you guys? Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Where are you guys from? Oh, we are from this land. Oh, this land. Okay. What brought you our side? Is it the food? Yes, it's the food. Okay. But you know that I give food per person. Okay? And the person that gets the food has to be present here. We're not going to give a food to an absent person. You know that? Yes, we know. We heard about your reputation. And we heard how honest you are. Okay. All right. How many members in your family, guys? Oh, it is us 10. And then we have a father, old father, that's 11. And then we have a younger brother, 12. He said, what? You have a younger brother, 12? That is number 12? They said, yes. He said, but, wait a minute. I'm going to give you only food for 10. I might make an exception for the father, because the father is old and that becomes 11. But why should I make exception for the son, Benjamin? They said, his dad didn't want to send him. He said, why is that? He doesn't trust you? They said, no, it's not about trust. He's just too little to travel. No, you guys. So what are you going to do? I will give you only 10 loaves of food. What is going to happen? They say, we will share. He said, no, that doesn't work. You guys are going to eat your share and let your young brother starve. And let your young brother what? Starve. No, we will not let him starve. We are going to feed him. He said, no. Because how? The food is very limited. And I will give you exactly for 10. Maybe you can share with your dad. I can understand. But how could you share 10 with 12? It means your brother will starve. And because he's little, you're going to eat his food and he's going to starve. You can't get any food without taking food for your brother. And I will not give your brother his share unless he is
here.
Oh, please, please. No, 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 no. You are not getting anything. I am going to give you barely enough for the trip to go back home so that you don't starve on the way. That's it.
But. No buts.
But, no buts.
You're not getting food except when you bring your brother and come. But he's not going to come. Well, too bad. But. I don't know what to say. Okay, guards, escort them out. So they got escorted out of the area. And then they met outside and they said, what should we do? What can we do? What can we do now? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You guys have any ideas? What are we going to do? We're going back without food.
He said, yes, you're going back without the older one. He said, yes, you're going back without food, because how many times I told you, you have to earn the trust of your dad, and you wouldn't care to earn his trust. And after what you have done to Yusuf, he will never trust you, Benjamin. He said, when we starve, he will trust us. So they went back. And when they went back, they said, their dad went out and said, hey guys, where's the food? They say, no food. He said, why? He said, the guy over there, the custodian of the food dispenser, said he's not going to give us the food unless we have Benjamin with us. He said, oh yeah? And you guys expect me to give you Benjamin and like to do to him what you did to Yusuf? Forget it. Well, we knew that, so here we go. I guess we would have to starve together. After they stayed and the food ran out. And then they started starving. And no more food left. And day after day, everybody is starving. And the family member, remember that the 10 boys got married to 10 girls, and every one of them will probably have like between 10 to 20 children. So how many now? Those 10 guys are no longer 10. There are 10 plus 10 wives, so that's how much?
20.
And per family, they have how many kids? About 10 to 20. So how many so far? Did you do the math?
30 to 40.
Nah, about 300 people now. So how many? 300 people. 300 people are starving. Starving really bad. And then some of them started to go sick and about to die. So the dad, what is happening to the dad? The dad is sitting hearing what? The cries and the screams. The kids are crying all night long for food. Mom, I'm hungry. What am I going to feed you? We have only stones. Mom, I'm hungry. Well, as long as your grandpa doesn't want to trust your ba with Benjamin, okay, we're going to starve every night. Mama, it's not fair. Go talk to your grandpa. So they send him to who? Grandpa Jacob. Grandpa, can you trust my father with Benjamin so that we can get some food? I'm so hungry, I want dinner. Well, no, I'm not trusting him. He goes back and he cries to sleep. And then the other grandchild, Mom, what? I can't go to sleep, I'm so hungry. Well, we don't have anything. What do you want me to do? As long as your grandpa does not trust your pa with Benjamin, we will not have any food. Whoa, I gotta eat. Go talk to your grandpa. Grandpa Jacob. Yes, son. I'm hungry. We don't have any food, son. But we're starving. And what you say is that you don't want to trust my dad with Benjamin so that they can go get food. well, son, I can't help it. I don't want to trust them because they will kill him. Oh, Grandpa, it's okay. What a dinner. No, it's not going to happen. And then, you know how many grandchildren are there? Like 200-300 grandchildren. Imagine every one of them is crying at night. Then they became so hungry that it's not one that is crying. How many are crying every night?
300.
The 300 kids are crying every night. Hey, Grandma! Grandpa was, his heart was about to what? Break. Then he started changing his mind slowly, but surely. You can't face that much hungry people and they all blame it on who? All of them, they're saying we're hungry because of?
You.
You, Grandpa. So Grandpa started getting softer, changing his mind slowly. So now the kids, the parents, the sons are coming to Grandpa and saying, Father, come on, Father, look what happened to us. The kids are dying out of hunger. We're all dying. We're all going to die here unless you trust us with Benjamin. So the father said, okay, I depend on Allah. I will give you Benjamin. But I want you to swear by Allah on this book, which was the book that was present at his time, the book of Prophet Ibrahim. The Prophet Ibrahim, I want you to swear by Allah that you will do your, that you will bring him back to me unless you are killed. All of you have to die first before he's gone. Okay? Swear. So they put the hands on them and said, we swear by Allah, Ya our Father, we swear by Allah that we are going to take a very, very super duper uber super care of your Benjamin and will make sure nobody, not even the air is touching him. Not even the waqlina. Air is touching him. So they said, okay, but I want also to give you another advice. Don't you enter all from one door like a gang. Break yourself apart when you enter the doors of Egypt, right? Because Egypt had a wall and had doors. Okay, and especially the place where they keep the what?
Food.
They say, when you go inside there, don't you all go from one door. Just split yourself. 5 will go from this door. Another 4 will go from this door. And don't you all go into the same door. Alright, they say, okay, fine, we will do that. And then they entered. Now, Prophet Yusuf was what? Waiting for them. Every day he's asking the guards, have you seen the folks that came on the middle of the month wanting food? No, they didn't come. If you see them, tell me they're right away. The next day, hey guys, guards, yes sir, have you seen the folks that were coming for food from Jerusalem? We haven't seen them. Okay, when you see them, tell me right away. The next day, hey guards, have you seen the folks coming? Tell me right away. And he was waiting and waiting. And then he saw them coming. Yahoo! I knew it, they would come. Hunger is going to what? Bring them back. Hunger is going to what?
Bring them back.
And this whole entire area, the only source of food is here. There is no food anywhere else except
here.
And I am the one that they have to get the food through. They have to come to me. Here we go. They are coming. And guess who was coming with them this time?
Benjamin.
So they came to him. Hey, welcome, welcome. Oh, welcome. Here we go. Here he is. Okay, here. What's your name, son?
My name is Benjamin.
Oh, and what's the name of your father?
My father is Jacob.
All right, son. Okay, I'm going to give you all enough food for you and for your families. Hey, you welcome. Go to the guest house. They went to the guest house. He said, by the time you rest, eat food, take a shower, you find your stuff loaded with
food.
Ah. They went inside. Guess what did he do? He had a golden... No, not a golden trophy. A golden container that he uses to weigh... This is like the standard weight. You know what the standard weight is? Okay, let me tell you about the standard weight. You know when you sell and buy, they use the scales, right? How do you know the scale is right or wrong? Huh? You tested the scale, right? You tested the scale by what? You have a standard 1 pound. You have... Exactly. A standard weight. So you have a standard 1 pound. So if an inspector comes and he wants to see if you're a cheater or not, they here in the United States and in all countries, they have government officials, inspectors, city, that they come and make sure nobody's cheating. So what do? They bring with them standard what?
Weight.
And then they say, show us your scale. And then they go to the scale and put that standard weight on the scale. If it doesn't read 1 pound, then they fine you. They give you a big fine. You pay like $20,000 fine because you're cheating. You're what? Cheating. They do that as well in the gas stations. They bring a standard container that is 20 gallons. That is what?
20 gallons.
And they fill it up exactly to the edge of the 20 gallons. And they see what is the machine reading. If the machine is reading 20 gallons, then the machine is right. If the machine is reading different than 20 gallons, they get fined. They get what?
Fine.
For the cheating. You got it? You're sitting by not? Already. Sit down.
No.
You got it?
Yeah.
Aha. So, the Yusuf alayhi salam had a standard container. The standard container that they used to calibrate the other containers. Guess what was that container made of?
Gold.
Pure gold. Was a wonderful, very expensive container. So he said to his private soldiers, okay, private guards,
Is gold heavy?
Gold?
Yeah.
It's weighs like gold. Let me ask you another question. No, I'll ask you another question. Which one is heavier? It's a riddle for all of you. Which one is heavier? 1 pound of gold or 1 pound of cotton?
They're the same.
How come? Cotton.
They're both a pound.
Ah. You got it? This is 1 pound. Yeah, that much gold will weigh about. But that much cotton will weigh about. You got it? So that you want to say that the gold is like, it's a metal, it's heavy. Yes.
Yeah, gold is really heavy because if there was like another metal and it was the same exact height and size as gold, it would be heavier than gold.
Right, but they do measure the container size. They measure the size. Right. So guess now what happened. He said to his private guards, hey, my private guard, I want to ask you to do a favor for me. What? Do you see this golden container?
No.
Yes. Take it and put it in Benjamin camel. In Benjamin walk camel. And hide it under the food of Benjamin. And hide it where? Under the food of Benjamin. So the guard took the container and at night when only the crickets are making sound, I'm like, shh, the guard sneaked in, shh, and opened the load on Benjamin's stuff, and he put the golden container all the way down, and then he closed everything, shh, so that it doesn't look like anybody did anything, and then, what happened?
He ran away.
He went back. The prophet said, I did the job. You did the job? Yes. Exactly. I told you. He said, yes.
Are you sure it's Benjamin? Benjamin Lowe, not anybody else. He said, I'm sure it's Benjamin's stuff. He said, yeah, okay, thank you. All right, in the morning. Hey, everybody, wake up. Ah, the brothers woke up. Yeah. Okay, we're ready to leave. Thank you very much, sir, for the food. Thank you very much, sir, for the food. You're welcome, guys. You want the food for the next year, okay? This month, next year, same day, come back to get the food for, another year. Thank you very much, sir. You're so generous. You're so kind. We will come back to get the food after a year. And they went back going home. Suddenly, when they were riding the camels, including Benjamin, they hear, soldiers, police, what, you guys are thieves. What, thieves? Are we thieves? No, are you a thief? No, maybe you're a thief. No, I'm not a thief. Are you a thief? No, I'm not a thief. They're saying that we are thieves. No, we are not thieves. Oh, who told you? I mean, how dare you say we're thieves? We're not thieves. Now you guys are thieves. Why are you saying that? Because we are missing the standard container. The standard golden container is missing. And nobody has been around except you guys. You are thieves. Go back! And they rounded them. And they forced them to go back where? To where Prophet Yusuf is waiting. They came back. Then Prophet Yusuf said, hey guys, where is the golden container now? Where is the golden container? Get it out. Get it out. They said, sir, we are honorable guys from Jerusalem. Our father is Prophet Jacob. He is a very honorable man. He did not teach us how to steal. He didn't teach us how to steal. He raised us very, very well. Nobody in our family ever did anything shameful before. We are the children of Prophet Jacob. No way. So Prophet Yusuf was saying to himself, yeah, he didn't teach you how to steal, but you guys throw your little brother back in the well. But he wasn't telling them that. He was thinking in his head. And then he said, okay guys, we will search you. If we find the golden container in any of your stuff, what do you want me to do then, you the children of Prophet Jacob? They said, okay, it is fair deal. You search our stuff. Whosoever you find the golden container and his stuff, what do you do to him? You take him as a slave. You take him as a what? Slave. And in the old days, you can either put somebody in jail or take him as a slave. You got it? Both are punishments. The punishment of taking a slave was easier than the punishment of putting somebody into what? Jail. So he said, okay, if I find the golden container in any of your stuff, I am going to take the thief as a slave or throw him in jail, right? They said, right. He said, guards, search their stuff. Now, when he started searching their stuff, guess which stuff he started with first? No, the other way. He started with the oldest guy. He said, start with the oldest. They searched the oldest, and they searched everything, and then they said, sir, the oldest doesn't have anything in his stuff. And the oldest said, I told you, of course, I'm not a thief. He said, okay, sit down, you're free. Next, they searched, and the guards came back, they said, he has not anything. The second one, yes. Third one, doesn't have anything. Yes. Fourth one, yes. Fifth one, yes. Oh. And everybody, 10 of them, they don't have anything. So they started relaxing. We told you, you don't need to search our stuff. We told you, we are the honorable children of
Prophet Jacob. We can never do something like this. This is not the way a prophet raises his children. We didn't take your golden container. He said, wait, there is one more word left. Let me search that word before I let you go free with a big apology and I am sorry. They said, okay, go ahead, no problem. And then he started searching to stop his Benjamin. And guess what came out? They got the golden container out. So, he said, hi guys, what do you say now? They were like, huh? Huh? They all looked at Benjamin. Benjamin, you are the son of a gun. You stole the golden container? Everybody, you little angel? You little innocent guy? You are the one who steals the golden container? You deserve what happens to you. And the next one, yes, you deserve it. And the third one, yes, you deserve it. One of them said something that really hurt Yusuf. He said, you are little spoiled brat thief, like your brother. You had a brother when you was just spoiled brat thief like you. And guess who was listening? You said, did that hurt him?
Yeah.
It hurt him really bad. So he said, I am going to teach you a good lesson from the little, the spoiled, the brat thief to you. So he said, okay guys, release all of them, but take Benjamin into custody. Benjamin, you are under arrest. The guy said, yeah, yeah, he deserves it. And then they looked at each other and said, guys, do you remember that you sweared on the book, on the scripture, in the name of Allah to your father that is you're going to bring back Benjamin? Are you going to go back to your father without Benjamin? You know what's going to happen to your father if he sees you without Benjamin after what happened to Yusuf? You know what will happen to your father if he knows that you have lost Benjamin and Yusuf? You know what will happen? They said, our father is going to freak out. Our father is going to collapse. Our father is going to kill himself and kill us. What do we do? What do we do? Let's think, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Should we go back to our father without our brother? Should we? No. Benjamin, what can we do? Any suggestions? You don't know?
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
What if
they can
trade themselves for a
diamond? Aha! Good job! Takbir! High five! One of them said, they said, guys, what if you have to turn himself in instead of Benjamin? One of you has to walk in instead of who? Benjamin. So who volunteers? Who volunteers? Huh? The oldest volunteered. He said, I volunteer. Then they went back to Yusuf. They said, okay, your majesty, honorable person, dispenser of food, the most trusted and kind person in this area, we have a request for you. He said, I am not releasing forgiving your brother for stealing my golden container. He is under arrest. They said, no, we have a different request. He said, what? They said, take one of us in jail, in custody, as a slave, and let Benjamin go free. Prophet Yusuf, did it say it's a good idea? No, his face turned red. What are you guys thinking I am? Did you hear about my honesty? Yes. Did you hear about my manners? Yes. Did you hear about my justice? Yes. How could you think that I would let the criminal go and punish an innocent person? How could you think I would ever do that?
Do I look like a crook?
No, sir, no.
Then what do you think? I let go the criminal and I punish an innocent person? I will never ever do this. Go away.
So they went back.
Guards escort them out. If they try to come back, don't let them come back. Escort them out.
Guards took them all, threw them out of the area. And then now they are sitting crying.
What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Benjamin, are we going to go back to our father without Benjamin? Then they said, what are we going to go back?
We have to go back. So they decided to go back to their father without Benjamin.
The oldest brother said, no, guys. I am not going back anywhere. I don't dare to face my father without Benjamin. I am putting my tent here, and I'm staying here until I die. But I am not leaving this area. Maybe at one point or another, I can get Benjamin, but I am not leaving here without Benjamin. I'm staying here. So they all went back. And they all went back and what? Without who? Benjamin. Now they arrived to the camp. And when they arrived to the camp, I need your attention.
Okay, when they arrived to the camp, go.
Sit down here.
Hey, go!
Uh-huh. When they arrived to the camp,
I
see Baba go. Prophet Yaqub went, and he was a blind man. He was almost blind. He was an old man. And he said, Benjamin is back. Benjamin is back, right? Where is Benjamin? And everybody was like, hiding his face. Benjamin! Benjamin! What? Why are you guys crying? Where is Benjamin? Then tell me the wolf. No, it's not the wolf, our father. What do you mean, where is Benjamin? Benjamin is not with, where is Benjamin? Oh, our father, Benjamin is taken into custody. Is that another wolf? No. Your son is a thief. What? Shut up! Don't you dare to say my son is a thief. He is more honorable than all of you. Don't you ever say this again. No, daddy. Your son is a thief. Benjamin, you say. And he went back to his camp what? Crying for what? Benjamin Yusuf, huh? Benjamin Yusuf, where is Benjamin? Where is Yusuf? Benjamin Yusuf. And he kept crying and crying until guess what happened?
He was blind.
Yes, do you know this black thing in your eye?
Yeah.
Was washed away because of tears. It was all washed away and it became like all white.
You mean your pupil?
Yes. All white, washed away because of crying. Ah, and he was about to kill himself. Day and night, he was dying, literally dying. Collapsed completely, and all what he can think about is Yusuf and Benjamin. He doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to drink, he's continuously, 24/7, crying and saying, Yusuf, Benjamin, Yusuf, Benjamin. They felt so bad about their father, and we are going to continue the story after we die.